July 9th, 1 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 1, through chapter 8, verse 40. The four sons of Issachar were Tola, Pua, Jashub, and Shimron. The sons of Tola were Uzi, Rephaiah, Jeriel, Jamai, Ibsam, and Shemuel. Each of them was the leader of an ancestral clan. At the time of King David, the total number of men available for military service from these families was 22,600. The son of Uzai was Izrahiah. The sons of Izrahiah were Michael, Obadiah, Joel, and Ishiah. These five became the leaders of clans. The total number of men available for military service among their descendants was 36,000, for all five of them had many wives and many sons. The total number of men available for military service from all the clans of the tribe of Issachar was 87,000. All of them were listed in their tribal genealogy. Three of Benjamin's sons were Bela, Beker, and Jediel. The sons of Bela were Ezbon, Uzai, Uzael, Jeremoth, and Eri. These five warriors were the leaders of clans. The total number of men available for military service among their descendants was 22,034. All of them were listed in their family genealogy. The sons of Beker were Zemira, Joash, Eleazar, Eliuenai, Omri, Jeremoth, Abijah, Anathoth, and Elimeth. According to their family genealogy, there were 20,200 men available for military service among their descendants, in addition to their clan leaders. The son of Jediel was Bilhan. The sons of Bilhan were Jeush, Benjamin, Ehud, Kinaana, Zithan, Tarshish, and Ahishahar. They were the leaders of the clans of Jediel, and their descendants included 17,200 men available for military service. The sons of Ur were Shupim and Hupim. Hushim was the son of Aher. The sons of Naphtali were Jaziel, Gunai, Jezer, and Shillem. They were all descendants of Jacob's wife, Bilhah. The sons of Manasseh, born to his Aramean concubine, were Azriel and Machir. Machir was the father of Gilead. Machir found wives for Hupim and Shupim. Machir's sister was named Maacah. One of his descendants was Zelophehad, who had only daughters. Machir's wife, Maacah, gave birth to a son whom she named Peresh. His brother's name was Sheresh. The sons of Peresh were Ulam and Rakim. The son of Ulam was Bedan. All these were considered Gileadites, descendants of Machir, son of Manasseh. Machir's sister, Hamolekith, gave birth to Ishhad, Abiezer, and Mala. The sons of Shemaida were Ahayan, Shechem, Likai, and Anayim. The descendants of Ephraim were Shuthala, Bered, Tehath, Eliada, Tehath, Zabad, and Shuthala. Ephraim's sons, Ezer and Iliad, were killed trying to steal livestock from the local farmers near Gath. Their father Ephraim mourned for them a long time, and his relatives came to comfort him. Afterward, Ephraim slept with his wife, and she became pregnant and gave birth to a son. Ephraim named him Beriah because of the tragedy his family had suffered. Ephraim had a daughter named Shirah. She built the towns of Lower and Upper Beth Horon and Uzen Shirah. Ephraim's line of descent was Riphah, Resheph, Tila, Tehan, Ledan, Amuhud, Elishama, Nun, and Joshua. The descendants of Ephraim lived in the territory that included Bethel and its surrounding towns to the south, Naharan to the east, Gezer and its villages to the west, and Shechem and its surrounding villages to the north, as far as Aiah and its towns. Along the border of Manasseh were the towns of Bethshan, Taanach, Megiddo, Dor, and their surrounding villages. The descendants of Joseph, son of Israel, lived in these towns. The sons of Asher were Imnah, Ishva, Ishvai, and Beriah. They had a sister named Sirah. The sons of Beriah were Heber and Malchiel. The father of Birzaith. The sons of Heber were Japhlet, Shomer, and Hotham. They had a sister named Shua. The sons of Japhlet were Pasek, Bimhal, and Ashvath. The sons of Shomer were Ahai, Rogah, Hubah, and Aram. The sons of his brother Helam were Zophah, Imnah, Shelesh, and Amael. The sons of Zophah were Suha, Harnifer, Shuel, Berai, Imrah, Bezer, Hod, Shema, Shilshah, Ithran, and Bera. The sons of Jether were Jephunah, Pisbah, and Ara. The sons of Ula were Ara, Hanael, and Riziah. Each of these descendants of Asher was the head of an ancestral clan. They were all skilled warriors and prominent leaders. There were 26,000 men available for military service among the descendants listed in their tribal genealogy. The sons of Benjamin, in order of age, included Bela, the oldest, Ashbel, Ahara, Noha, and Rapha. The sons of Bela were Adar, Gera, Abihud, Abishua, Naaman, Ahoa, Gera, Safufan, and Huram. The sons of Ehud, leaders of the clans living at Geba, were driven out and moved to Manahath. Ehud's sons were Naaman, Ahijah, and Gera. Gera, the father of Uzzah and Ahihud, led them when they moved. Afterwards, Shaharaim divorced his wives, Husham and Baara. He had children in the land of Moab. Hodesh, his new wife, gave birth to Jobab, Zibiah, Misha, Malcham, Jeuz, Zakiah, and Mirmah. These sons all became the leaders of clans. Shaharaim's wife, Husham, had already given birth to Abitub and Elpael. The sons of Elpael were Eber, Misham, Shemed, who built Ono and Lod and their villages, Beriah and Shema. They were the leaders of the clans living in Aijalon, and they drove out the inhabitants of Gath. Ahio, Sheshach, Jeremoth, Zebediah, Arad, Eder, Michael, Ishpa, and Johah were the sons of Beriah. Zebediah, Meshulam, Hizkai, Heber, Ishmerai, Isliah, and Jobab were the sons of Elpael. Jakim, Zikri, Zabde, Elienai, Zilithai, Eliel, Adaiah, Beraiah, and Shimrath were the sons of Shimei. Ishpan, Eber, Eliel, Abdon, Zikri, Hanan, Hananiah, Elam, Anthohijah, Ifdei, and Penuel were the sons of Sheshach. Shamshirai, Shehariah, Athaliah, Jearashiah, Elijah, and Zikri were the sons of Jeroam. These were the leaders of the ancestral clans, and they were listed in their tribal genealogy. They all lived in Jerusalem. Jeiel, the father of Gibeon, lived in Gibeon. His wife's name was Maaka, and his oldest son was named Abdon. Jeiel's other sons were Zur, Kish, Baal, Ner, Nadab, Gidor, Aio, Zechariah, and Migloth, who was the father of Shimeam. All these families lived near each other in Jerusalem. Ner was the father of Kish. Kish was the father of Saul. Saul was the father of Jonathan, Malchishua, Abinadab, and Eshbaal. Jonathan was the father of Meribbaal. Meribbaal was the father of Micah. Micah was the father of Pithon, Melech, Tariah, and Ahaz. Ahaz was the father of Jada. Jada was the father of Elimeth, Asmaveth, and Zimri. Zimri was the father of Mosah. Mosah was the father of Benaiah. Benaiah was the father of Rephaiah. Rephaiah was the father of Eleasa. Eleasa was the father of Azel. Azel had six sons: Azrakim, Bokeru, Ishmael, Sheraiah, Obadiah, and Hanan. These were the sons of Azel. Azel's brother, Eshek, had three sons: Ulam, the oldest, Jeush, the second, and Eliphelet, the third. The sons of Ulam were all skilled warriors and expert archers. They had many sons and grandsons, 150 in all. All these were descendants of Benjamin. July 9th, Acts chapter 27, verses 1 through 20. When the time came, we, Luke, Paul, and his companions, set sail for Italy. Paul and several other prisoners were placed in the custody of an army officer named Julius, a captain of the imperial regiment, and Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was also with us. We left on a boat whose home port was Adramyttium. It was scheduled to make several stops at ports along the coast of the province of Asia. The next day, when we docked at Sidon, Julius was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to visit with friends so they could provide for his needs. Putting out to sea from there, we encountered headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. So we sailed north of Cyprus between the island and the mainland. We passed along the coast of the provinces of Cilicia and Pamphylia, landing at Myra in the province of Lycia. There the officer found an Egyptian ship from Alexandria that was bound for Italy, and he put us on board. We had several days of rough sailing, and after great difficulty we finally neared Cnidus, but the wind was against us, so we sailed down to the leeward side of Crete, past the Cape of Salmone. We struggled along the coast with great difficulty, and finally arrived at Fair Havens, near the city of Lycia. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for long voyages by then because it was so late in the fall, and Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. "Sirs," he said, "I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on, shipwreck, loss of cargo, injuries, and danger to our lives." But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul. And since Fair Havens was an exposed harbor, a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go to Phoenix, farther up the coast of Crete, and spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbor with only a southwest and northwest exposure. When a light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought they could make it. So they pulled up anchor and sailed along close to shore. But the weather changed abruptly, and a wind of typhoon strength, a northeaster, they called it, caught the ship and blew it out to sea. They couldn't turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up and let it run before the gale. We sailed behind a small island named Cauda, where with great difficulty we hoisted aboard the lifeboat that was being towed behind us. Then we banded the ship with ropes to strengthen the hull. The sailors were afraid of being driven across to the sandbars of Syrtis, off the African coast. So they lowered the sea anchor and were thus driven before the wind. The next day, as gale force winds continued to batter the ship, the crew began throwing the cargo overboard. The following day, they even threw out the ship's equipment and anything else they could lay their hands on. The terrible storm raged unabated for many days, blotting out the sun and the stars, until at last all hope was gone. Psalm 7, verses 1 through 17, a psalm of David, which he sang to the Lord concerning Cush of the tribe of Benjamin. I come to you for protection, O Lord my God. Save me from my persecutors, rescue me. If you don't, they will maul me like a lion, tearing me to pieces, with no one to rescue me. O Lord my God, if I have done wrong, or am guilty of injustice, if I have betrayed a friend, or plundered my enemy without cause, then let my enemies capture me. Let them trample me into the ground. Let my honor be left in the dust. Arise, O Lord, in anger. Stand up against the fury of my enemies. Wake up, my God, and bring justice. Gather the nations before you. Sit in your throne high above them. The Lord passes judgment on the nations. Declare me righteous, O Lord, for I am innocent, O Most High. End the wickedness of the ungodly, but help all those who obey you. for you look deep within the mind and heart, O righteous God. God is my shield, saving those whose hearts are true and right. God is a judge who is perfectly fair. He is angry with the wicked every day. If a person does not repent, God will sharpen his sword. He will bend and string his bow. He will prepare his deadly weapons and ignite his flaming arrows. The wicked conceive evil. They are pregnant with trouble and give birth to lies. They dig a pit to trap others and then fall into it themselves. They make trouble, but it backfires on them. They plan violence for others, but it falls on their own heads. I will thank the Lord because he is just. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Proverbs 18, verse 22. The man who finds a wife finds a treasure and receives favor from the Lord.